This is Tara Nolan here with Savvy Gardening, and I'm sitting with Stephen Biggs, author of Grow Figs Where You Think You Can't and No Guff Vegetable Gardening. And Stephen has a new book out called Grow Gardeners, Kid-Tested Gardening with Children, a four-step approach. So Stephen, if you could just give us a few tips that you mentioned in the book about how to really get kids inspired and into gardening.
Well, the basic idea in the book, Tara, is that gardening for kids has to be fun. And so the book looks at gardening and how to make it fun. And a big thing that I think is very important, is critical, is to get kids outdoors. So they will garden with us once we're outdoors, but we need to have them used to being outdoors. So get out there and get them playing outdoors. And as they play, they'll start to explore neat things like the little worm castings you see on the ground or squirting each other with maple keys. A silver maple key you can use to squirt people if you pick it at just the right time. So all these fun things they'll start to explore. They'll start to collect. And then the growing with their grown-ups, growing things in the garden with their grown-ups, just comes naturally. So that's the basis of the book.
Amazing. And so, you know, you grow a lot of edibles in your garden, and, you know, your kids are probably in there, you know, helping you out. What is their favorite thing to grow?
Well, if you keep one word in mind, it has to be fun. And so for a kid, fun means something that's novel, that's unusual. So color is one way to make something very fun. So instead of a green bean, grow a purple bean. Grow a striped bean. The other thing is size. I find size appeals to kids. So we grew sunflowers, but the sunflowers that my kids loved the most were the giant ones that were twice as tall as them. And when it came to the veggies, the little wee ones that they could pack in their lunches and show the friends at school were fun. So instead of a regular cucumber, we grew these Mexican sour gherkins, sometimes called cucumelons, the size of a thumbnail. They loved those.
Those are
so
delicious.
Novel.
And fun. And so, you know, when you're out there digging in the dirt, do you ever worry about them messing up your garden, or, you know, are they allowed to sort of have free rein and do what they want?
Yeah, and I grapple with that all the time, because kids do make a mess where you don't want them to, but part of what you have to do is just say, okay, this little corner will be theirs, or okay, I'll be prepared to accept so much mess. Because what excites the kid is doing stuff with the adult in the adult's space. So you can't say come out and garden but don't make a mess.
Yeah, you don't want to discourage them.
Exactly.
Wonderful. And so do you have any sort of tips of things that you're excited about doing this spring in the garden?
Well, this spring is, they've been out playing in the mud already as the snow melts. They've been out there with, my little boys like their toy diggers in the mud. So even though you might not think of that as part of gardening, it is very much part of gardening. And so get them out there in the mud. And then for crops, we're just going for lots of stuff with neat colors and neat size again.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing your tips with us, Stephen. Stephen's book is going to be available at www.growgardeners.com.